You know, a lot of times we see a headline or maybe read a graph or two of a story and you just sort of move on. And there was a horse barn fire at the Big E, and I'd heard about it. And then I read Lori Riley's piece in The Current, and she really goes through it. I mean, a really, really well-reported piece about, like, what happened. And I just, I mean, it's been a little bit, but I want to talk about that and also get an update on that woman, the lost hiker in Japan. Lori joining us now on Brian and Company. Lori, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
You catch your breath? Are you in?
I'm good.
I got her mid-run, and we're grateful for the time. So, I mean, describe the scene. I mean, you do a really incredible job of talking to all the parties involved, and the Big E people, it sounds like, kind of downplayed it, but it was absolute chaos.
Yeah, so I am a horse person. I ride horses, so... I was kind of, interested, you know, intrigued by the story when I first heard it come out. A horse barn fire is probably the worst, nightmare of any horse person. Just because, you know, horses are obviously afraid of fire and afraid in the smoke, and they're kind of, you know, they're stuck in stalls and you have to get them out of the stalls, and sometimes they don't want to get out of the stalls, and they're also scared. So it's this whole very dramatic situation. And so when I saw that, I said, wow, this is really not good. You know, I've been to the Big E, I've not horse showed there, but I've been there. And I'm aware of how, you know, the barn is situated and all that. So what struck me about the initial reporting is that people were not talked to who were there. There were no horse, you know, show competitors who were talked to in the story. So I set out to find the horse show competitors. And I don't know a lot of those people because that's not a discipline that I do. It was like saddle seat Morgan, you know, those high stepping horses type of thing, hackney ponies. I do hunter jumpers, and my people were there the week before. So I didn't really know anybody. So I had to sort of go through back channels to sort of find these people. And the main person that I found was Haley Fountain, who had been in the barn when it caught on fire. Well, actually, no, her two teenage riders had been in the barn when it caught on fire, and she was one of the first people there and pulling out horses and that sort of thing. And it's almost like, well, what do? You come into a barn, it's on fire. What do? You can't go into the stalls and let out 160 horses. Like, that takes too long. You know, you don't know how big the fire is. You just see it. You see smoke. So they just started letting horses out. And all of a sudden, there were a whole lot of show horses running around the Big E Fairgrounds. Because, you know, that's it. Where else are they going to go?
Right.
One of them got out. I think more than one got out, but I can only confirm that one got out. And he ran all the way to Route 5 and was corralled finally by a police officer who grabbed him and put his belt around the horse's neck. These horses, you know, got hurt. They got skinned up. They're not. Some of them never probably have been out of a stall. They're not used to running around like that. It was nighttime. There were fire trucks. There were police cars. It was scary.
Yeah.
And they were panicked. And like Haley said in my story, thank God that didn't happen a half an hour earlier when everybody was leaving the concert, because people would have got run over by these horses.
Yeah. I mean, it's so, the scene you painted. Scary. Yeah. And this happened late last month at the Big E. But no horses died or had to be put down, correct?
No. But there were horses that were injured.
Yeah, there's a lot of horses.
And these are very expensive horses, you know, show horses. And like I said, they're not your typical backyard horse.
Yeah.
You know, they cost a lot of money, so.
It seemed like the people were pretty upset that the Big E, the spokesperson or the person who runs it, was sort of like downplaying what happened. And I'm curious if that was just a PR thing to just calm people, or, I mean, are they going to sue the Big E or something?
I don't know. That's a very good question. One person who was very vocal about it on social media chose not to talk to me because there was a possibility of that. But the Big E never called me. I gave them a couple of days to respond to, you know, the people's concerns, and they just chose not to respond. So...
We love the Big E, so I'm a big supporter. Yeah. But I've been in the position as a journalist where an entity or a person feels like they're bigger than the game and they don't have to to dignify a response. And that, as a journalist, I always had a chip on my shoulder about that stuff. Like, it always.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that was the case. I don't know if it was that they didn't want to get in any deeper than they already were. I think part of, I mean, I'm just conjecturing, but, you know, they had a big fight there the week before, and that was kind of a black eye for the fair. So maybe they didn't want two black eyes in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they were trying, that's why they were trying to downplay it. I don't know. It's total speculation.
Do they know, real quick before I move on to the hiker story, do we know what started the fire?
Yeah, it was, the fire marshal told me last week that it was most likely an electrical cause, but they don't know exactly what it was. If you look at the photo in the story that one of the writers provided to me, it was, it looked like there was a refrigerator in a stall. What happens is people, like, they put horses in stalls, but then they also have what's called like a tack stall, and they put stuff in there. I mean, they're there for 4 or 5 days, so they bring food, they bring all kinds of stuff. They have a, you know, some people, one woman I talked to was sleeping in the barn when it caught on fire.
So could it have been like a hot plate or something? Somebody was, I mean,
I don't know. No, yeah. I don't. It looked like a burnt college refrigerator. Huh. That's what the square thing. But I could be wrong. It could have been a tack trunk. I don't know. You know, it just was something big and square and burnt. So it was an electrical fire, though. That's what the fire marshal's office
said. We're talking with Lori Riley, and I encourage people to go to current.com because you don't get a lot of, you know, stories that really give you a good A to Z anymore. So I thought it was just really well done, Lori. And I want also just a quick a minute on the missing hiker. This woman is, you know, presumed dead, I'm sure, but has been missing, the missing hiker in Japan, you know, from Connecticut, and they found some of her belongings. And I'm just, I think the one question is, are they going to start searching again, or what's going to come of it?
When I talked to her husband on Sunday, he said that was a possibility, that they were kind of marshaling their forces and seeing what, if they were going to send, because before they had sent a search and rescue team over from America to look, and they also had one in Japan. So it was one of those things where, which, you know, were they going to deploy the people in Japan? Did they, you know, they had raised a bunch of money on a GoFundMe, so I don't know if they have enough money to, you know, to keep doing that. I don't know. So they were going to talk about it and see. I tend to think they would probably do that. Just because they're, you know, that seemed to be more fruitful than, you know, than the police over there. So,
yeah, I mean, it's a terrible, harrowing story.
I mean, horrible. I feel so much for Kirk and his family. They're just going through hell.
Yeah.
You know, and he actually moved. He lived in stores, and he actually moved to New Mexico because he couldn't. He just couldn't deal with living in the house anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I mean that makes a lot of sense. I mean, the reminders would be everywhere.
Right. His wife decorated the house, and they had been together for over 30 years, and, you know, it's just horrible. Yeah.
Thanks for the work you do, Lori. Are you going to start running again, or are you done?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My friend's out coming back for me, so now we're going to keep going.
Lori, thank you for the time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.